Hello and welcome to the Neurodiversity Toolkit podcast, where we introduce different staff and students who are key to creating a more inclusive and welcoming environment here at the University of Warwick. Today we have first year psychology with linguistics student Daisy Arthur, who is talking to us about her role in the SSLC as disability rep. And so Daisy, just tell me about your role with the SSLC.
Okay, so within the SSLC, I am the first year disability rep. I think there are others. I might just be me at the moment. Hopefully next year it will be more than just me. But so I am in charge of being in WhatsApp group chats and being around on campus and stuff for if anyone has any like concerns and all good things they want me to pass on to the staff about how psychology handles disability, like reasonable adjustments and other provisions kind of thing.
Great. And so why do you think it's important for departments to have SSLC disability reps?
I think it's important because for a lot of people, obviously because I'm rep, this doesn't apply to me, but I know for a lot of people, it can be quite difficult to talk about your disability openly, and it can be quite like embarrassing or quite private. So I think having someone to basically function as like a figurehead who you can tell as much or as little as you need to, but it means you then have someone who's like, even if, like, say next year, I'll be a second year, even if it's a first year, like, it's closer to being your peer than being an actual staff member. So just having the go-between, I think, makes the whole prospect of needing to raise something about disability issues within lectures, seminars, assignments, what have you, just easier, basically.
Yeah, definitely. How have you been involved in departmental decisions?
Okay, so my job is to... We have twice termly meetings, so my job is to, like, before the meetings, like, check if anyone has anything specifically about, like, disability stuff that they want me to mention to staff, so then we can figure out a way to resolve it. So at the most recent meeting, which was the last one of the year, as it happens, but at the most recent meeting, I'd had some people have some, first years, have some complaints about online exams and struggling with, because you're doing them in your room, struggling to find a way to like go from exam mode to like, okay, the exam is finished, or I'm taking a break from the exam and I can come back to it later so I can relax for a bit, because you're in the same room the whole time. It's not like, because like at A-level GCSE you can just leave the exam hall and it's like you've left the exam hall, it's done. But when you're doing the exam in the place where you sleep, it's more of an issue. So we raised that and had some discussions about like maybe making it more obvious to people that it is possible to book out rooms or like find places on campus that you can go to do an exam rather than having to do like all of it in your room, if that would make you less anxious and more able to decompress like after an exam has happened.
Okay, so I guess the department basically heard your concerns and actively used that feedback to better inform their students moving forward. And that's actually really good, because rather than adjusting the whole examination system, they're kind of adjusting and explaining what might be best for some disabled students, which sounds really good. And what would be some advice from you for other departments if they want to include the opinions and voices of disabled students more?
I think if the department doesn't already have a disability rep, because I don't think the disability, the EDI reps, so disability, diversity and inclusion people, are like technically with the SU, they're just within the psych department. So I would definitely recommend if a department doesn't already have EDI representatives to get some EDI representatives, because I'm biased, but from my experience and from what I've seen from other people in SSLC meetings, it's like the quickest and most efficient way to get information related to disabilities, etc., to the people that need to have, to the people that need to know about it, so that they can then do something. Because I think a lot of the time, especially because lecturers get so many emails anyway, it's like if you're just as one person just trying to be like raise a thing with one lecturer, I think it just makes it a lot, the process a lot smoother and a lot easier to get noticed if you go like, here's a person whose like job is to talk about this. So if I ask them, then it's more like to get paid attention to than if I just send someone a random email.
Yeah, definitely. Great. Thanks so much.